Amid much confusion, signs leading away from you, we seek your truth. So open our hearts to the wonder of your work, and especially the wisdom of your holy word. Amen. Please be seated. Things the church is trying to teach us during emotional diseases sometimes we call it. And one of them is depression. What one of us has felt sad or sort of down in the dumps at any given time? But there are folks in our world who suffer from a kind of depression which is debilitating. Because they can't, sometimes I know folks, members of my family, and quite frankly, even myself, we couldn't even take out a day. We couldn't face the day, much less life. Some people can be so deeply affected by this that they lose hope. And it's usually when that happens, unfortunately, tragedy strikes. People may feel that there's no hope. There's nothing bigger, nothing better to happen. And so what's the use of living? And they end their life. Jesus tries to teach it. And so Paul emphasizes it by giving us those three theological virtues. That in the life of Christ, there is never a time when we can lose hope. Because he is continually and constantly calling us to a larger life. A life that is more than we know in this day and in this age. And that's where the wisdom of the church for this season becomes extremely important. Because this season of Advent is about living in attention. About living in a world that is already here and living in a world that is not yet complete. The already and the not yet. Fancy theologians call that eschatological tension, but only that apart. It is that tension of living in the already but the not yet that we even do in our everyday lives. Think of it. How many of you have started preparing for Christmas? Not if you have. Okay? The lists, the presents, the wrapping, those of us who are so inclined, the cookies are starting already, if not already frozen, ready to be taken out at the appropriate moment. The menus have started, the invitations to the parties, all of that, it's all in preparation for one day. And that's what this season is about. It's trying to prepare us for one event. Now, in our everyday life, in the kind of time that the scripture calls chronos, which is the kind of time that we follow day after day, it's the time we tell with our watches and our calendars, in that, yes, we're getting ready for Christmas Day. But there's another kind of time in Holy Scripture called kairos, which is the big picture time. It's the way God looks at time. He said, It's not in the day-to-day experience. It's in the experience that no one can steal from us, that no person can destroy. It's in that place which is ultimately no bigger than the human heart. You think of it, it is in the human heart where no one can take away your fear. It is in the human heart where no one can give you fear. It is in the human heart where God can have absolute power. As we plumb the depths of our hearts, we begin to understand. As we take pieces of it out, little by little, God is working, and we begin to see the kingdom at work, even in our world, as we live day by day.